This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. The ground around our place is covered in small green rosettes, or green cotyledons, or green first leaves. You know, in some cases, everything but, you know, a stem or a flower, like the Mexican poppies I'm coming across in the yard around the 1991 Marvelette. I'm seeing a lot of mustards, too, brassicas. Not different species. I can only identify two right now, tansy mustard and peppergrass. I hope I get a little more of that mustard diversity, but of those, I'm certain. The genus of peppergrass, which is not a grass, is Lepidium. I just think that's the greatest sounding genus, Lepidium. It begs to be sort of snootified, Lepidium. Well, there was just so much Lepidium. Lepidium. Okay, I'm sorry. It's from a Greek word, lepidion, and it means little scale, referring to something going on in the fruit. Anyway, even when it only has a couple tiny leaves against the earth before it, you know, starts to grow 8-12 inches tall, I can rub those small leaves and smell the biting odor of mustard. And I'm seeing small buckwheat starts, Eriogonum. I'm fairly certain it's Eriogonum ridii because that's so prevalent around our place. A vacant field along our drive. There are zillions, that's not an exaggeration, of camphorweed starts, green mats made up of hundreds of heterotheca with first leaves, you know, tight to the earth. I rubbed them and, oh yeah, that's camphorweed. Oh my goodness, my friends, that field is going to be an ocean of 2 foot, 3 foot, 4 foot tall camphorweed topped by these candelabra flower stalks with Asteraceae yellow flowers. I mean, I study all those emerged annuals, you know, searching my gray matter for something that looks familiar. I keep rubbing this one in hopes that my fingers will become dyed red so I can shout, Eureka! Plagiobothrus arizonicus! Who doesn't want to shout Plagiobothrus arizonicus, right? Okay, well, hey, at our place, near the banks of the Ojolote, I have observed a barn owl flying in quietly every evening and setting up camp in the alligator bark junipers. A perch, but a hunting perch, because in the morning I find the regurgitated furry pellets on the ground beneath, oblong pellets filled with fur and bone. I love barn owls. They're far out face, their shrieking call, it's almost terrifying. And I pulled my old Peterson field guide of Western birds off the shelf to remind myself of some barn owl factoids, right? Taito alba facts. I mean, the genus Taito is from the Greek for night owl. That fellow is such a Taito. Alba, Latin for white. And they're found all around America. I mean, you can start in southern Canada and just keep on coming south and go south past us if you like. Anyway, as I read Roger Torrey Peterson's description, I was so enamored of the phrases used that I thought I'd read some of it to you from Roger Torrey Peterson's Field Guide to Western Birds. Field marks. With a white heart-shaped face, a long-legged, knock-kneed, pale, monkey-faced owl. Dark eyes, no ear tufts. Distinguished in flight as an owl, by the large head and light moth-like flight, unstreaked whitish or pale cinnamon underparts ghostly at night, and golden buff or rusty upper plumage. Habitat, woodlands, groves, fields, farms, towns, canyons, cliffs. Nest, on litter of fur pellets in barn, belfry, hollow tree, cave, hole in bank, eggs, 5 to 7, white. Oh my, barn owls, they are so beautiful. What a beautiful bird. I mean, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.